In this episode, I'm uncovering the secrets to become a fantastic leader. A leader who naturally attracts talent, inspires loyalty, and drives exceptional results. Leadership isn't just about authority. It's about influence and trust and creating an environment where your team thrives. What are the actionable strategies to help you command influence and transform the way your team operates? Whether it's leading by example, fostering collaboration, or building trust through authenticity, mastering the art of magnetic leadership can make all the difference in how your team runs and how far they go. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules, the podcast where we challenge conventional wisdom and explore bold, innovative strategies to achieve project success without sacrificing the well-being of your team. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to dive deep into the methods that break the mold and deliver results. And get ready for another thought-provoking episode, because I want to pass on some insights from many people that I have worked with and helped, and some stories that show how this all puts together, along with practical tips to redefine your leadership style. It's time to ignore the rules and lead in a way that inspires greatness. Let's dive in. Hey, if you want to become a valued leader, communicate clearly, because guessing games are for game night, not project deadlines. And a valued leader knows that feedback isn't just a sandwich. It's also a snack for improvement. And the best leaders inspire their team to climb mountains, not just endure meetings that feel like they're mountains. Todd was a manager in a large, prestigious company. And on paper, he was a picture-perfect leader, highly educated, technically brilliant, and consistently meeting project deadlines. And yet, Todd's team was disengaged, turnover was high, and morale was at an all-time low. People followed Todd's directives because they had to, not because they wanted to. Deep down, Todd knew he wasn't the leader he wanted to be, but he didn't understand why. So one afternoon, during a particularly heated meeting where his team left looking more frustrated than inspired, he received an email from his mentor, Linda, and the subject line read, "Let's talk." Uh-oh. So, over coffee the next day, Linda listened as Todd vented. "I don't get it," he said. "I meet every goal. I solve every problem. But my team acts like they're in survival mode around me." Linda sipped her coffee thoughtfully and then said, "Look, you're running a team, not a machine. Goals are important, but you've got to lead people, not just manage tasks. If you want to be a valued leader, your team needs to feel respected, supported, and most importantly, valued." And Todd said, "Well, I respect them. I do support them. At least I think I do, so what am I missing?" So Linda explained further. "Respect isn't just about being polite. It's about truly seeing people, acknowledging their contributions, understanding their challenges, and treating them as partners in success. And support, it's not just resources and instructions. It's empathy, encouragement, and being there for them." So let's start with this. Over the next few weeks, Todd and Linda met on a regular basis, and each conversation revealed another layer of Todd's leadership blind spots. They started out with respect. Now, Linda pointed out how Todd often dismissed his team's ideas in meetings, not out of malice, but because he believed he had the best solutions. You're not listening, Todd. Respect starts with letting them feel heard. Todd made a conscious effort to listen without interrupting and started asking for input before offering his own solutions. Then she addressed genuine care. Linda asked him, "How much do you know about your team members as people?" And then he realized he didn't know much beyond their job titles. He began checking in with his team individually, not to assign tasks, but to ask how they were doing. And over time, he learned about their aspirations, struggles, and even their hobbies. Then they took on effective communication. "You're clear, but you're not engaging," Linda said bluntly. Todd practiced simplifying his messages, using approachable language, and adding a positive tone to his conversations. And he also made it a point to clarify expectations without micromanaging. On approachability, he had always kept a professional distance from his team, believing it was the key to maintaining authority. And she challenged this. Authority does not come from fear. It comes from trust. And so Todd started making small but significant changes, smiling more, showing gratitude, and keeping his office door open. He also learned to ask his team one simple but very powerful question: "How can I help?" He started offering constructive feedback instead of criticism and celebrated small wins to boost morale. On authenticity, the hardest lesson for Todd was to be himself. You're trying to be what you think a leader should be instead of who you are. Todd slowly let his guard down, sharing personal stories of his own struggles and admitting when he didn't have all the answers. And the team began to see him as a real person rather than a distant authority figure. Now, honestly, the changes weren't instant. And quite frankly, at first, the team was very skeptical. "What is he up to?" they wondered. But as the weeks turned into months, they began to notice the difference. Meetings became collaborative, not one-sided. Team members felt heard and respected. They started approaching Todd with ideas and feedback instead of holding back in silence. He also saw the impact on himself. He enjoyed work more, felt less stressed, and realized that leadership wasn't about proving his competence. It was about empowering others to succeed. One day, after a particularly challenging project was completed ahead of schedule, his team surprised him with a small celebration, and one of them said, "Todd, you've made this team feel like a real team again. Thank you for believing in us." Now, through his journey, Todd learned that being a valued leader wasn't about being perfect. It was about being present, respectful, and authentic. And he understood that leadership is a relationship, not a title. And while it took time and effort, Todd became the kind of leader people wanted to follow, not because they had to, but because they believed in him as much as he believed in them. And as Linda said during their last mentoring session, "Todd, you've gone from being a manager of tasks to a leader of people. And that is where the real value lies." After Todd's initial wake-up call with his mentor, Linda, he began the comprehensive journey to reshape his style. And what started as a series of small adjustments snowballed into a profound transformation that surprised his team and also upper management. So let's take a look at the deliberate changes that Todd made that elevated him to an extremely valued leader in his organization. First, building trust through transparency. Now, Todd realized that his team had often felt left in the dark about decisions and project goals. He started sharing more details about the why behind tasks and company initiatives. And during the team meetings, Todd openly discussed challenges the team was facing and admitted when he didn't have all the answers. For example, during a critical project with tight deadlines, Todd admitted, "This timeline is ambitious, and I know it's going to be tough. I'm counting on you all to let me know what roadblocks you're hitting so I can support you." This honesty created a culture of trust and collaboration. Next, he turned feedback into a two-way street. Because he had been known for delivering top-down feedback without asking for any in return, Linda encouraged him to start seeking input from the team, and he implemented an open-door policy and conducted one-on-one meetings where he asked questions like, "What's working for you? What's not working? What can I do to support you better?" And this approach not only helped him improve as a leader, but also empowered his team to feel heard and respected. And over time, team members felt more comfortable sharing ideas and concerns, knowing that he genuinely valued their input. Now, another big change was celebrating. He began focusing on celebrating accomplishments rather than just pointing out problems, whether it was a major project milestone or even a small task that was completed ahead of schedule. He made sure to acknowledge the effort. He sent thank you emails, gave shout-outs during meetings, and even organized occasional team lunches to celebrate collective wins. But for one very challenging project, he surprised the team with personalized notes of appreciation for their hard work. Sat down, wrote them with a pen. Upper management took notice of the shift, and it was rare for managers to go through such lengths to uplift their teams. Another step was to empower the team, and this was a big one for him, a big change. Instead of micromanaging every detail, he started delegating decision-making authority to the team members. Now, he would set clear goals, the end result, but allowed them to decide how to achieve those. Well, for example, when launching a new marketing campaign, he assigned a junior team member the responsibility of creating the strategy and presenting it to the team. The success of the campaign not only boosted the employees' confidence, but also demonstrated Todd's commitment to empowering the team. Also, he needed to become authentic. Linda had stressed the importance of being authentic, but this was the hardest change for him. He had always believed that managers needed to maintain a facade of perfection to command respect. And slowly he began sharing stories of his own struggles, such as how he once botched a presentation early in his career and what he learned from it. This vulnerability humanized him, made him more relatable and approachable, and his team no longer viewed him as an unapproachable boss, but as a supportive leader who understood their challenges. And Todd went out of his way to ensure his team had the resources they needed to succeed. He began proactively identifying potential bottlenecks and removing obstacles before they became issues. And when one team member struggled with balancing work and family commitments, Todd arranged a more flexible schedule. This move not only solved the immediate issue, but also showed the team that Todd genuinely cared about their well-being. Todd also worked hard to simplify and improve his communication. Gone were long, jargon-filled emails. and drawn-out meetings. Instead, he adopted a style that was clear, concise, and actionable. To ensure everyone was on the same page, Todd ended every meeting with a quick recap of key takeaways and next steps. And this newfound clarity significantly improved the team efficiency. Well, as a result of Todd's transformation, which, as we told you before, took some time, the results were really amazing. There was higher team engagement. Employee engagement scores in his department rose dramatically and eventually became the highest in the company. And Todd's team, once plagued by high turnover, became known for its stability and morale. And projects were consistently delivered on time and often exceeded quality expectations. And upper management began noticing the change. During a company-wide leadership summit, Todd's name came up as a shining example of effective leadership. He was invited to lead a session on empowering teams through authentic leadership, where he shared his journey. And the feedback from his presentation was overwhelmingly positive, and senior executives approached him afterwards to learn more about his methods. And some of them even implemented his strategies in their own teams. So Todd's transformation didn't just benefit his team. It influenced the entire company culture. His approach to leadership became a benchmark, inspiring other managers to prioritize respect, authenticity, and team empowerment. And eventually, he was promoted to a senior leadership role where he continued to mentor other managers and passing on the lessons he had learned. So, Todd's journey from a struggling manager to a highly valued leader wasn't just about changing his methods. It was about transforming his mindset. By prioritizing people over processes, leading with empathy, and embracing authenticity, he proved that leadership isn't about being the smartest person in the room. It's about helping others succeed. And in the words of his mentor, Linda, Todd didn't just become a better leader. He became the kind of leader people aspire to belief. Now, I want to talk for a moment about self-belief. This is an area I've struggled with most of my life, and it's not simple, but I think there's some things that we can do to help, and I found these to be quite helpful myself. Because self-belief is a cornerstone of effective leadership. When a leader exudes confidence, they communicate their vision with clarity, they earn the trust of their team, and they inspire others to follow them. And so how can we do this? Well, there's several ways that you can help yourself in your leadership. One of them is learning. A good leader, a confident leader, is one who knows their strengths and continuously works on their weaknesses. Because leaders should seek feedback from peers and mentors and team members, not to get praise, but to identify areas for improvement. You also need to stay updated on all the latest trends and leadership practices in these days with AI and everything. Oh my goodness, there's a lot to do. Take courses or attend workshops to refine your skills. Because the more knowledge and expertise a leader has, the more they can trust their ability to handle challenges. Now we want to go to celebration. Building self-belief starts with proving to yourself that you can achieve what you set out to do. And the way you do that is break larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks. And then celebrate each milestone, no matter how tiny it is. And you want to reflect on past successes so you can reinforce. You want to reflect on past successes so you can reinforce the capability to succeed again. And these incremental victories build momentum and confidence over time. Also, a leader who knows what they stand for and where they're heading is naturally more confident. But you have to develop a compelling vision. You need to reflect on personal and organizational values. You need to define clear, achievable goals for the team or the business. And you want to regularly revisit and refine the vision based on feedback and changing circumstances. Because clarity and purpose makes it easier to communicate and rally others around the vision. But now you have to communicate what you are doing. Because confidence grows when a leader can express ideas effectively and persuasively. So how do we do that? Practice delivering speeches or presentations to trusted colleagues for feedback. Steve Jobs of Apple did that a lot. He spent 2 or 3 days ahead of a big presentation with staff members, and he would go over and over and over it, watching each word that he said. You want to focus on clarity, brevity, and authenticity when speaking. You want to use body language to reinforce confidence, to maintain good posture and making eye contact. And strong communication not only reflects confidence, but also inspires trust and respect. Now, also believing in yourself also means handling setbacks. They will happen constantly, and you need to do it with grace. And here's how you build some resilience. And this is hard. Let me tell you, not easy. Viewing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than failures. And you want to practice something like meditation or whatever works for you, sitting quietly and thinking about things to manage stress and maintain focus. And you want to reframe negative thoughts into constructive solutions, because resilience helps leaders bounce back stronger and reinforcing their belief in themselves. And leaders who focus on what they excel at naturally project more confidence. So you need to identify your core strengths by thinking and looking and maybe using some tools, talking to others. You want to leverage these strengths in decision-making and problem-solving. And you want to surround yourself with team members who complement your weaknesses and fill in for where you have troubles. And when leaders operate in their zone of strength, they radiate assurance. Another one is being authentic. Authenticity is a magnet for trust and likability, because you need to be honest about your limitations while expressing confidence in your ability to improve. You want to share personal stories or experiences to connect with the team on a human level, and you want to stay true to your values even in difficult situations, because an authentic leader inspires others, because their confidence feels genuine, not forced. And this is really helpful. A mentor or a leadership coach can provide perspective, encouragement, and accountability. They can help leaders identify blind spots or limiting beliefs. They can provide strategies for handling challenges. And they can also act as a sounding board for ideas and decisions. Because having a trusted guide boosts a leader's self-belief through constructive support. Now, this is a biggie for most people. It's been a problem for me for many years. You want to aim for progress, not perfection. Leaders who aim for progress instead of perfection free themselves from the fear of failure. To adopt this mindset, remind yourself that every decision is a learning opportunity, good or bad. Acknowledge that no one gets everything right all the time, but focus on the value you bring to the team and the organization. So the shift from getting it perfect to making a difference brings confidence and reduces self-doubt. And nothing builds confidence like taking action and seeing results. Keep moving. Act decisively, even in uncertainty where you're not sure. But trust your instincts and lead by example. You demonstrate the behaviors they want to see in their team. And you take responsibility for outcomes, good or bad, for your team. Take the hit. Every step forward reinforces the belief that they are capable of achieving their goal. Now, a leader who believes in themselves is naturally more effective in presenting their vision because confidence adds weight and conviction to their words, making their vision compelling and achievable in the eyes of others. Also, they become likable. Confidence paired with authenticity makes leaders approachable, relatable, and trustworthy. And inspiring. People gravitate toward leaders who believe in their mission and empower others to do the same. So when a leader truly believes in themselves, they become the foundation of a motivated, high-performing team that mirrors their confidence and drive. And that brings us to the end of today's episode, where we've uncovered the secrets to becoming a truly fantastic leader, the kind of leader who naturally attracts top talent, inspires unwavering loyalty, and drives exceptional results. We've learned that leadership isn't just about authority or titles. It is about influence, the ability to inspire action and align others with a shared vision. It's about trust, building genuine relationships where people feel valued and respected. And most importantly, it's about creating an environment where your team can thrive, innovate, and achieve their full potential. Because remember, fantastic leadership is a journey, not a destination. It's about showing up every day with authenticity and empathy and willingness to grow. Whether it's celebrating small wins, fostering open communication, or leading by example, each step you take brings you closer to becoming the leader people want to follow. Not because they have to, but because they believe in you. Hey, thank you for joining me on this exploration of leadership excellence. If you found today's insights helpful, hey, share this episode with your network. Help spread the inspiration. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more strategies and stories that will elevate your leadership game. And also, please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about the new world of getting projects done. And you can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast, subscribe to a mailing list, and find free documents that I have created, some news and information about upcoming podcasts. So until next time, remember, great leaders aren't born. They're made. One decision, one conversation, and one act of kindness at a time. Keep leading with purpose, and you will be unstoppable.